You're listening to the Paul Edwards program on Faith Talk 1500.
Just about 25 minutes after the hour, 866-423-WLQB. The phone line's open. Would be interested in your thoughts on the passage of the health care reform legislation last night. 866-423-9578. And you can instant message me in studio at the website at godandculture.com, and the email address is paul@godandculture.com. The focus that I'm on is on this abortion stuff with Bart Stupak, who it would seem to me led us along. And all along the way, Nancy Pelosi and President Obama were telling us there is no abortion language in this Senate health care bill that the House of Representatives will vote on. Here is Nancy Pelosi just about a week ago.
Two statements were made here that are not factual in relationship to these bills. My colleague, Mr. Leader Boehner, the law of the land is there is no public funding of abortion, and there is no public funding of abortion in these bills. And I don't want our listeners or viewers to get the wrong impression from what you said. Mr. Camp, you said that the Medicare cuts in this bill cut benefits for seniors. They do not. So I want the record to show, just in those two cases, where we may have differences of opinion and of approach and evaluation of the value of different things, but certain things are facts about our bills that I cannot let the opposite view stand when they are stated.
Okay, of course, that was at the so-called healthcare summit a couple of weeks ago, where Nancy Pelosi is clearly saying, look, there is no abortion language, no abortion funding in these bills. And of course, Bart Stupak, our congressman from up north, stood firm and said, yeah, there is. And now we seem to have evidence that Stupak was right, because now he's got an executive order from the president of the United States suggesting that by executive order, he would nullify the abortion language in the Senate bill that the House passed last night. So which is it? Who's lying?